Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Today I have two issues that I want to talk about, and they are Cuba and Toyota. Now, what do they have to do with American agriculture? I will explain. Cuba. This week, the House Ag Committee heard testimony on establishing normal trade relations with Cuba. Thanks to Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson and Representative Jerry Moran of Kansas, the bill has more than 30 sponsors from both parties, and the bill provides for normal trade and travel to Cuba. For 50 years, we have tried to isolate Cuba, while every other country in the world has traded and traveled freely to that country. Now, what did we accomplish by trying to bully Cuba over 5 decades? Nothing. Maybe it's time to try something else. Cuba is no threat to us. Maybe building a commercial relationship and people exchange can help to change Cuba. It worked with China, Vietnam, Russia. Did you know that we do not restrict our citizens from travel to any country in the world except Cuba? Do you want to go to Afghanistan, Vietnam, Iran, Syria? Go, but don't ask to go to Cuba. The time has come to discontinue this failed policy. Issue number 2, Toyota. Now here's the background. How many years ago was it? 9 years? We found a mad cow. Beef trade with Japan was stopped. Never mind that they found 9 mad cows of their own in Japan. They still stopped buying our beef. Now, after all of this time, we have recovered only 1/3 of the market that we once had. Now, here's the deal. 52 people have died driving runaway Toyota cars. Well, how many people died eating our beef? This is a question brought up by former Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johanns before the Senate Commerce Committee. He was frustrated as Secretary of Agriculture because he couldn't pry open the door to the Japanese market. Their excuse was a phony fear of mad cow disease. So, should we stop buying their cars now since they stopped buying our beef then? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Well, I don't support that retaliation, but we do have a beef with Japan. Check my website at www.johnblockreports.com. www.johnblockreports.com. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and part.